T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
There's a slight chance of rain today. Cloudy and windy, high near 70. There is more rain and a strong early April cold front on the way. Get your updated forecast on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. It is Thursday, April 2nd. We begin with an early morning police-involved shooting in Irving. As KRLD's Alan Skaya reports from the scene, there's a connection to the coronavirus.
It was at a 7-Eleven here on North Nursery Drive, and the 7-Eleven had been closed as part of the shelter-in-place order. Police, we just got an update from police just a few minutes ago. They say that a suspect shot out the windows of this store trying to go in to rob it. There was somebody who was inside the store, someone who worked there. They called police. When police arrived, they say that the suspect came out. He had the gun in his hand, and so one officer shot and killed that suspect. Nobody else was hurt. The person inside the store, no officers were hurt either, but the suspect died here at the scene. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The latest numbers on COVID-19, more than 1,400 cases in North Texas. Statewide, 4,000 cases and 58 deaths. In the U.S., 216,000 cases. New York City alone has lost more than 1,300 residents to the virus. Dallas County on Wednesday reported a new daily high of 100 additional cases and 2 more deaths. Here's KRLD's Austin York.
A man in his 50s who was a resident of Mesquite and a woman in her 80s who lived in Garland were the 14th and 15th deaths in the county. Both have been critically ill. There are now 731 cases of COVID-19 in Dallas County. Judge Clay Jenkins says he's heard complaints about certain non-essential businesses closing.
I've heard a lot of people, you know, say, well, this non-depository lender closed, and our service to the community was that we cashed checks as well as made very high interest loans to the community. But you can go back to doing that when this order's over with.
He has asked the federal government for 400 more tests for the county and more personal protective equipment for nurses and doctors. The number of ICU hospitalizations from this past week have now exceeded the peak week of hospitalizations from the flu this past season. Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Governor Abbott's latest executive order went into effect overnight. The governor took to social media to explain what the order means and what's expected of each of us.
With COVID-19 spreading across Texas, I issued this executive order that requires all Texans to stay at home, except to provide essential services or do essential things like going to the grocery store.
Social distancing and non-essential business closures are in effect in Texas until April 30th. The schools are to remain closed at least until May 4th. Now, Texas public school leaders say it is unlikely that classes will restart this semester. They say it's time for the governor to cancel the rest of the school year. Clay Robison with the Texas State Teachers Association says everyone needs to be realistic.
The projections are that this is not going to go away by the end of April. I mean, we all wish it were, and we're doing our best to mitigate it.
At least 7 states, including Oklahoma and New Mexico, have already closed school for the rest of the spring semester. Cleburne is changing how people shop at grocery stores after two positive coronavirus tests in that city. The people who have the virus, a 48-year-old woman and a 33-year-old man. Cleburne Mayor Scott Kane has issued regulations limiting essential shoppers to one per household. He also wants all grocery carts disinfected after every use.
If you don't comply with the rules, there are swift and strong consequences for doing that. We're not going to allow a handful of people to put the community's health at risk.
And Mayor Kane says more police will be at stores to ensure compliance. Still a lot of questions about whether churches can open for services on Sundays. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein reports lawmakers are doing their best to clarify the regulations.
In announcing his statewide stay-home order, Governor Abbott said places of worship provide essential services. Now, that caused a great deal of confusion, especially in large cities and counties that ordered them to be closed. During her daily Facebook Live briefing yesterday, Fort Worth Mayor Betsy Price urged people to take in their worship services online.
Staying home, watching online, or listening, or however you access it, is really critical right now to keeping our community safe.
Abbott and Attorney General Ken Paxton yesterday issued joint guidance in clarifying the state's position, saying that places of worship that have the means to offer remote services must do so and keep their doors closed. Those who do not can welcome worshipers as long as CDC guidelines and social distancing are adhered to. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The Texas oil and gas industry could be in for a two-year slump because of the pandemic. KRLD's Austin Bureau Chief Chris Fox has more.
The Texas Railroad Commission regulates the state's oil and gas industry. Commissioner Ryan Sitton modeled out how long it could take for demand to return to pre-COVID-19 levels. The best case, after 30 days of sheltering in place, demand could rebound by August.
If it's a 60-day downturn, a 60-day shelter in place, then we would return back to our normal trends. This is March of 21.
Sitton says a 120-day shelter in place would delay a return to normalcy to June 2022. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Texas Workforce Commission trying to deal with a dramatic surge in the number of people applying for unemployment benefits. The commission's phone lines and website both overloaded. People like Monica Smith of Dallas are running short on patients.
It gets to the point where you're like, how am I going to feed myself? How am I going to feed my pet? How am I going to pay my phone bill, the light bill?
The Workforce Commission has added a virtual chatbot feature to its website. That program is designed to answer several of the most common questions about the application process. Officials hope it will relieve some of the pressure on their call takers. Their previous peak call volume was 60,000 calls per day. Now they are getting millions of calls every week. Get up to date on the latest stories 24/7 at krld.com/coronavirus.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on krld.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.